From the Kingdom of Nye, we continue with your calls on Dreamland with Art Bell. Call Art now toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-TALK. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Or the wildcard line at area code 702-727-1295. 727-1295 in the 702 area code. Now again, here's Art Bell.
All right, here we go again. Dear Art, please ask your guest if the Mormons use secret hand signals to identify each other. This is a great show. Fabulous guest. Thanks, Greg and Linda. Salt Lake City. Well, I guess they ought to know. What about it, Jordan?
I think they do, though I'm not a Mormon, so I can't say for sure, but I do know that the Mormon Church is absolutely, without a doubt, based on occult Freemasonry. Both Joseph Smith and Brigham Young were Freemasons. They were very heavily involved in Freemasonic activities, even at the time of his death, and some very formidable historians and writers, such as James Billington in The Fire and the Minds of Men. He's a very good historian, along with many others who have commented on Joseph Smith and Brigham Young's connections with the secret societies of Freemasonry. And
all right, we have
so
covered.
I'm sure that there is a lot of Masonic stuff going on.
All right, so we have covered a lot of Western religions. What about the Eastern religions? Hinduism, the Muslims, the Buddhists. What about the other big religions around the world?
Well, they are the ones that were the actual beginnings of all of this that we have in the West. I mean, the whole idea of all of this secret societies and orders came out of the ancient East. And so the Assassins, as I said, and the Arabic orders, we know that this is where these things have actually began thousands and thousands of years ago. And so much of our religions, religious institutions are based on these formidable sects from the ancient East.
So all of this is religion. In other words, religion is the secret order.
I think so. I think that's very accurate. I think all of this can be tied back to ancient belief systems, priesthoods, and religion in general. Yes.
All right. Let's. I just wanted to clear that up. East of the Rockies. You're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Hi, Art. This is Smokey. I live in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay, you got to speak up good and loud.
This is Smokey. I live in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Right, I got that. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Jordan, well, I agree with everything that you said. I've always believed that the government lies to us about everything and that we don't really know what's going on and that we've contacted aliens and that they have technological breakthroughs that we don't know about and that they control us through TV and radio and cable and newspapers. And I had a theory, and I wondered if you had heard of it, and what you had to say about it was that I also believe that they lie to us about how many people there are on the planet. They say there's 5 billion, and really there's like closer to like a million people, and that like
a million. Excuse me.
Well, when you watch on TV like the Indy 500, and then when you watch like a sports show or a basketball game or a concert, those people in the audiences are either the same people that they use or holographic images.
All right, thank you. You want to identify with any of that, Jordan?
Well, I'm sure that there's more than a million people because I see that many on the freeways in the morning here. So I'm sure that there's a lot more, but I appreciate his comment. I'm sure that there's a lot more than... It is interesting, though, bringing up about how the government lies to us, and I'm quite sure that happens all the time. I know it does. So.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, sir. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about our importation of their British one of the Nazis when they knew they were losing the war. And also, the fact that the Pope could have stopped the death camps by excommunicating anybody that had anything to do with any of the extermination camps.
All right, thank you. The Nazis,
well,
I think you
did
mention them.
Let me tell you what we do know from actual factual records. We do know that the Vatican provided the passports for all of the leading Nazi officers and generals and all of the leading Nazi officials so that they could travel once they saw that the regime was going down. The Vatican did supply the passports for the Nazis to go to Central and South America. That
and
we know for sure.
How do they explain that?
Well, because if you remember that Mussolini, the Italian dictator, was connected to, politically, Adolf Hitler, and the Pope of Rome was also very heavily connected to the government in Italy, and consequently, it appears that the Pope was in league with, because he in fact did, Pius XII did in fact sign two concordances or contracts with Adolf Hitler. I have pictures of him sitting with Adolf Hitler signing these contracts to give both financing and political support to Adolf Hitler if he would then assure the church that it would be the only religious institution allowed under the new order of the Nazi Empire. And so we know these things are actual factual history. I can send you the documents proving it. You can look in the encyclopedia or a dictionary under the word concordat, and it will tell you it was a contract signed by Adolf Hitler and the Pope of Rome.
Hey, Jordan, do you want to leave? Do you want to give out a phone number or an address for information or books or whatever?
I want to also say I'm not attacking any particular organization.
That much does seem clear to me. I've come to the view now that you're after all of them.
I'm after all of them.
Yes,
It's a special interest period.
Mm-hmm.
My address, if you just write to Jordan Maxwell, P.O. Box 7442, Burbank, California. 7442, Burbank, California, 91510. That's 91510. And I have a phone also, if anyone is interested, 818-769-1071.
Give it again, please.
That's 818 area, 769-1071.
Oh, you'll get some calls.
Well, I wish hope so. I have videos. I have videos which I have done, presentations which I have. I have slide presentations documenting everything I've been saying. I have audio tapes and material. So if you're interested in any of this kind of research, I'll make it all available to you. Give me a call or write me at the P.O. Box 7442, Burbank, California, 91510.
All right. Very good. Back to the lines. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, Art.
Yes.
It is my pleasure. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I just wanted to pass along some things and ask a couple of questions. I'd like to take my answer off the air.
All right.
Okay, I love the subject. I know this is a very volatile, you're striking a lot of nerves out there. I myself, I'm a Freemason, and I'm a Scottish Rite Mason, and I'm third generation. But I just wanted to say, you know, there's a lot of good in Masonry, and I wanted to put the plug in for that.
Do you want to admit to all this?
I myself am not privy to any of this stuff. There's a lot of allegations.
Even at your level of Masonry, if all of this would be true at the top, there would be lots and lots of rumors and talk of it, even at your level.
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing but the absence of rumor. And, you know, all of my experience is nothing but good. Good moral men that are trying to improve themselves and to make a positive influence in the world.
Well, my answer to that is that I also have experience in Masonry, though I am not one, but members of my family were. I understand what you're saying. I am not in any way imputing anything bad to Freemasons as people, but I will tell you that there is something to be looked at into the history of the Scottish and York Rite as it is connected to the Grand Lodge in England. And there's a lot of very important information I have on that. If you'd like to write me, I'll send you all of this material and be happy to send it to you.
Uh-huh. So, Jordan, you are genetically a Mason.
Yeah, well, I've been connected to it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have been connected to it in that many members of my family have been Masons. I have ministers or priests in my family. I'm a Italian background, so my mother's uncle worked in the Vatican, so I'm not impugning badness to anyone. I'm just saying that there are some very important things we need to know about how big government and big theology and big money operate, and we need to look at this. And there could very possibly be some information concerning these orders that we need to know as Americans.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Hi, Art.
Hello. Speak up good and loud. Tell us where you're calling from.
My name's Bill. I'm calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
All right.
Well, Art, can you tell me any of your personal experience with what is publicly unknown? Because I want to know what makes you want to have this show. Because I personally have never run into anything unusual.
Well, that's a little off topic here. But I like exploring areas that I have not previously explored and things that I don't know about. And that's what makes me have this program. And that's what has me seeking Mr. Maxwell on the air as well as others. The unknown. Ideas that are new to you, many of you. It's the idea. Expose yourself to new things. First time caller line, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Where are you?
I'm fine. I can't believe I got through. My name is Randy in New Orleans.
Yes, Randy.
The comment I'd like to make, Jordan was the first person I have heard that had the same concerns I've had. I've got a brother who's an assistant U.S. attorney, and I had an ex-stepfather who was a federal judge. And the penal judicial system in America is such a disgrace. All the people that fill the prisons in America are basically there for drugs and for all these minor offenses and so forth. And the few percentages of hardcore criminals that can't be, you know, conditioned with therapy and released into society, if they cleared out all the people that didn't belong, basically, there'd be so much room for the people that do belong, plus maybe white-collar crime to me, which is, you know, total insanity, that's the first time I heard anyone else making those sort of comments.
Well,
know?
I agree with you 100%. And I totally agree.
Okay, you know, it's funny. My ex-stepfather, who was a federal judge, would go around, you know, putting drug dealers in jail for 30 years and then come home and get drunk, you know? And I'd see this and go, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Oh, I know.
And I just wish I would have finished my schooling and became a lawyer, but, you know, one person can't fight the whole system, you know, and the whole O.J. trial is a complete sham, you know. I'm more for the defense, just for the fact that I've seen on all the, I've never missed 2020 or like Dateline or any of this stuff, and there's so many prosecutors I consider them persecutors because they're putting so many people in jail. And my brother was a DA locally and all this in New Orleans, and he said they're all in it for the money. They want to make a name for themselves and get a paycheck, you know.
All right, sir. Thank you. Of course, that's New Orleans, Louisiana, which, by the way, has probably more murders and more crime right now than any other city in the nation per population.
Yeah, and it's not by mere chance. I don't think it's by mere chance that even in the state of California, we do not have a California justice system. We don't have a United States justice system. We have something here in California called the California criminal justice system. And I don't think it's by chance that they use those terms. Why would they call it a criminal justice system?
Right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Hello, Art. I agree with a lot of the points that are being made by your guest. I am a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason.
All right. Well, I'm hearing echo on you for some
reason.
Yeah, you're a 32nd degree Mason?
Yes. And one point that I would like to make is that like a hammer can be used to build or destroy, and religion and so many of these societies have been used for either good or bad. So
I agree.
I would agree with a lot of the points that your caller makes, and I don't see him as attacking anyone myself. So
I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm not, and that's not my purpose to attack anyone, but I'm drawing attention to the fact that behind government and great theological movements have been societies and fraternal orders, and we here in America need to understand that if we're going to keep control over our country and our lives, we need to be given all the facts, and we need to be able to look at all the facts, because the brain is like in a parachute. It doesn't work if it's not open. So we need to open our minds and open the history books and look at where we've come from as a people, because we're not going to continue to have our freedom if we keep putting our heads in the sand and don't want to admit that we all have something to look at. And these secret societies and fraternal orders and special interests operating in this country need to be investigated and looked at. And I am totally convinced that if we don't do that soon, we're not going to be able to continue to be free in this country.
Just idle curiosity, Jordan, but with what you're saying, if what you said were to be true, and these organizations had the power that you're suggesting they're trying to gather, they'd kill you.
They may yet. I'm just starting.
Well, it's true.
I had an FBI man here in Southern California call me and say, we've been watching you for some time. And the people who work in the FBI, he said, the working class people in the FBI appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. We are wholeheartedly behind you and your efforts to try and wake the people up. However, when you expose government and what you're doing and the way you're doing it, ultimately what you're doing is you're messing with big money, and one day they're going to deal with you.